this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
It's Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors can also earn one more ticket for each of our raffle draws featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses including Agent 99, Atomica, Black Dog Tavern, Diane's Fish Shack and Smokehouse, Harper's Burgers, Domino's Pizza, Tango Nuevo, The Grad Club, Skin Fusion Spa, The Fun Zone, and Minotaur Games and Gifts. And don't forget to take our Release Radar Listener's Choice Survey and vote for your favorite local artists that we air every day and enter for a chance to win even more prizes. Enjoy the benefits of helping CFRC support local music. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
And we're back. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call for 12/12/25. I know, I'm like weirdly fixated on that date today. I just like the symmetry. Folks, we just gave you a nice long music block. So let me give you a quick rundown before we chat about CFRC's funding drive, because my goodness, we have a little over 2.5 weeks remaining before we call it quits. We cut the cord on the 2025 funding drive, and we've still got a bit of a ways to go. First and foremost, I'll give you the rundown. We kicked off that long music block with Avro and Psychopathy. We heard from, and I love this name, Bog Sorcery with Pink Slip. You had Guest House with Loon Choir, Nasmore with Echo Go-Go, Kelly Fleming with This Is Not Religious, and you just heard a Release Radar highlighting the new release from 47 Teeth called Portland Flower. Coming up in hour two, we've got more of that good stuff, a ton of fun CanCon. We're going to mix some throwbacks in there as well because it's the end of the year, so, you know, feeling a little bit nostalgic. We got holidays right around the corner. And I know it is the holiday season. Money is often hard to part with, but if you are feeling generous, if you are feeling charitable, then please consider donating to CFRC's funding drive via CFRC.ca, or possibly you can give through the Queen's University Giving Portal. Whatever works best for you works best for us. Get yourself some sweet CFRC swag. So folks, for our Thanksgiving episode all the way back in October, we did a quick little Thanksgiving dinner tier list, and I kind of just want to do another one for Christmas dinner foods. Now, you can substitute your own holiday dinner experience in rather than the Christmas dinner one. It's just that's what I grew up with, so that's the one I'm rolling with. But if you've got great kind of festive dinner foods or ideas for your own, you know, background, religion, ethnicity, hey, I'm just going to say, probably going to be some gas on there. I do love my quote-unquote, for me, non-traditional holiday meals, and I'm sure there's a lot of great food there as well. I'm just going to rank the stuff I'm familiar with. So we've got a little tier list. Top, must have. You can't have dinner without it. Second tier is good. Third is a Christmas dinner staple. So it's there. It's not necessarily a highlight, but, you know, it's an important part of the festivities. Take it or leave it is our fourth tier, and get out of here is our fifth. Start with, and this is an interesting way to start, applesauce, which to me is take it or leave it. I know that's more of kind of an accoutrement for ham, and I'm not a huge ham guy, But I do like applesauce. It's a nice little side dish. Cranberry sauce for me, Christmas dinner staple. Not for everybody. And I know you can do like highfalutin fancy cranberry sauce, but I like the stuff out of the can. I'm a traditionalist, basically only in that way. Gravy, Christmas dinner staple. Not really my favorite thing in the world. I think it gives me some indigestion, but, you know, important. Green beans. Hey, that's good. I love me my green beans. Not only is it a Christmas dinner staple, it's something I actively look forward to. Mashed potato, must have. Is it a holiday dinner if you don't have mashed potatoes? Not in my book. Ham, I don't really eat ham. I remember liking it, but it was, you know, and I'm going to put Christmas dinner staple. I can't justify take it or leave it. It's not for me, but I acknowledge that it's an important part of the, you know, holiday experience for a lot of people. Mashed swede, which I think is what, like yams, sweet potatoes. I'm going to put it at take it or leave it, mostly because I'm not certain what it is. Roasted parsnips. Oh, baby, you know that's good. I love me some roasted parsnips. Roasted carrots. Oh, baby, that's good. I love me. If it's a fibrous root vegetable and you roast it, put it on my plate. We're in business. Brussels sprouts. I personally really like Brussels sprouts. I will put it in Christmas dinner staple because I know a lot of people don't. But I do love, once again, hearkening back to the parsnips and the carrots. Any kind of like fibrous roasted veg. That's right up my alley. Pigs in a blanket, I'm going to be honest with you, not something we did in my house. I'm going to put it in take it or leave it. Turkey, oh, very tempting to put it in must have. Admittedly, I haven't had a lot of great turkey holiday dinner, so I'm going to put it in Christmas dinner staple. It is not the showstopper for me. Roast potatoes, good. When they're done well, you could say that they are great. But there's a, you know, a hit and miss factor. For me, stuffing, that's a must-have. I love my stuffing. I'm absolutely all for it. And then another must-have, and you can tell this is very carb-focused, Yorkshire pudding. So there's my little Christmas dinner tier list. Our must-haves, mashed potatoes, stuffing, Yorkshire puddings. To me, that's a perfect combination. Our good tier. So not only is it on the table, but I am actively getting seconds. Green beans, parsnips, roasted carrots, roast potatoes. Okay, it ended up being like all roasted things except for the green beans. Whatever, sue me. That's the stuff I like. Christmas dinner staple, something you should have on your table every year. Cranberry sauce, gravy, so a couple of condiments. Ham, if you're a ham person, I am not. Brussels sprouts, to me, maybe should be higher, but I will, you know what, I'll be fair. I'll try to be a bit more objective. And then maybe controversially, turkey, not my favorite thing, but it is an important part of the holiday experience. And then we actually didn't have anything that I found was necessary to be in the get away from me tier. Take it or leave it. If you like it, great. If you don't, it's cool too. Applesauce, which I think mostly goes with the ham. Mashed swede. And pigs and blankets. Okay, riveting stuff. I know you're on the edge of your seat, but that is the Christmas dinner tier list for yours truly. I'm sure you've got your own esoteric selection of snacks and sides, but that's kind of a look into my twisted little mind. Let's get back to it. Coming up next, we have got, you know what, I want to go in a slightly different direction. Some more What is it? Second language music content. This is LP Loons with Fragments of Resonance, and then we have Netoche with Choupa de Ici coming up here on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
soleil, la brise et les colombes, les bons cigares et la guitare espagnole. Sauter les murs et ouvrir les fenêtres et les chansons en français. J'aime bien le vin autant que j'aime les fleurs, le pain fait maison. Je suis pas d'ici, ni de nulle part. Je n'ai pas d'âge, pas de futur. Et très heureux, ma couleur d'identité. Je suis pas d'ici, ni de nulle part. Je n'ai pas d'âge, pas de futur. Pendant des heures sous le sable, en bicyclette, regarder les étoiles, avoir du temps pour apprécier le ciel vaste, avec une âme à mes côtés. Je suis pas d'ici, ni de nulle part, je n'ai pas d'âge, pas de futur, et mes voeux, et ma couleur d'identité.
Dear America, I hate to leave this way. It really has been something, but now I feel betrayed. You told me I was special before you pulled the rug away. I guess I have been dreaming, now I am awake. Dear America, that shining city on the hill, pretending to be perfect, oh, it was such a thrill. I love you and I hate you, but that is nothing new. It's always been conflicted in our little rendezvous. Dear America, just too much. You're the one who's breaking up, so will you really hold a grudge? Dear America, Pittsburgh, PA. Dear America, what has he done to you? I have to keep on searching for the America I knew. I know you're in there somewhere, don't wanna say goodbye. I hate to see you falling for this sleazy shakedown guy. Dear America,
sister, let out time.
On this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Ted Shepherd called Afternoon Vacation. This is a number about a fairly typical midweek day for Monsieur de Cuisine in downtown Kingston, starting at Crave, getting Tony'd at the Duke, and then picking up a few vinyl albums instead of groceries downtown. The song is for the ones that got away. Afternoons, that is. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Afternoon Vacation by Ted Shepherd on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Shep, where you been?
Yeah. So I started my day at the Crave Cafe, sipping on an Americano. Started tapping my toe, bounce my head to and fro, need to get my little piano. So I'm on my way home, spitting rhymes in my phone when I see that the Duke is serving. I think I should probably eat, so I cross the street, sit down and start conversing. Well, it's Tony on the pine, and he's talking double time, fist bumps and the strongbow. Before I know it, it's three, I've got some place to be, gotta go pick up my sunbow. Well, I didn't eat at all, but my belly's pretty full, turning booze right into smiles. Now it's time for me to dip, check some items off the list, or browse the record store aisles. Well, I got Tony Hart,
good God,
where'd you go, same bar?
That guy throws daytime smarties,
I midnight smash,
I heard
sunset,
absurd,
buying vinyl instead of groceries.
Nobody throws parties like my man T-Body, it's a midweek celebration.
Extended lunch breaks, yeah, he's got what it takes to make an afternoon vacation.
Yeah, the place is like Cheers with the regulars and the beers.
but it's not in downtown Boston. It's greater than there, cause a man with long hair is better than Woody and Danson. Now if you're thinking I'm normal, well, you're getting pretty warm, but I'm slimmer and straighter haired. And I've got a bunch of clips giving facts out like gifts. I don't mind cause I'm quite impaired. Yeah, Wellington Street is where we like to meet for a pint and the odd brown shot. Yeah, glasses stay full if you know you know. And I'd rather know than not.
Hallelujah.
Praise well, I got Tony Hart.
Good God.
Which it goes same bar.
That guy throws daytime soirees.
I'm midnight smack.
I heard
sunset.
Absurd.
Buying vinyl instead of groceries.
Nobody throws parties like my man T-Body. It's a midweek celebration.
Extended lunch breaks. Yeah, he's got what it takes to make an afternoon vacation.
Tony Hart,
good God,
where'd you go?
Same bar,
that guy throws daytime soirees.
I'm midnight smack,
I heard
sunset,
absurd.
Buying vinyl instead of groceries.
Nobody throws parties like my man T-Body. It's a midweek celebration.
Extended lunch breaks, yeah, he's got what it takes to make an afternoon vacation.
Are you listening from a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one who is incarcerated in the area? Calls from Home is a bi-weekly show that connects friends and family with their loved ones behind prison walls through the power of community radio. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for someone on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390 or email us at cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net. You can also message us on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio or send us a letter. CPR, care of CFRC, Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3NC. The CFRC radio signal carries to the following institutions: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay, Frontenac, Joyceville, Pittsburgh, Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and Cape Vincent Correctional Facility. Messages will be broadcast every second Wednesday between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM or online at cfrc.ca. In 2026, shows will take place every second Wednesday beginning on January 7th. Please contact us at least one day before the show date with your messages and requests. You can also remind yourself of show dates and contact information on our Instagram page at CFRC Prison Radio or online at cfrc.ca. We can't wait to play your messages and song requests on the air.
Our home is the water and the one night, shrinking in the embers of the firelight. You were rambling about your friends, how you were never gonna see them again. There wasn't any fire and brimstone left, just a hollow rattle inside your chest. Deep in the dark of our 45th day, it wasn't ever gonna go away. I began to understand the things the heat requires. Days go, carried away in the undertow, but on our trust we rise and fall. Human after all, I calculated 1 week to go, maybe less. You were slipping in and out of consciousness. What are 7 days worth? 7 days on this earth. More than kings in their castles might desire. Looking at you through this fire, through this fire where we were witnesses, when you were reborn, one of the seven at Jericho, sounding his horn. Both be gone. It's getting harder to hear you, friend. Waiting for the world to end. But let me isolate the relevant voice in the choir. Somewhere out there on the wire. I'll run all night, but my legs won't tire. The ocean is faithful and the devil's a liar. Looking at you through this fire.
We're back. This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. And folks, we had a nice little collection of old and new in that last music block. So let me give you the rundown. You just heard The Mountain Goats with Through This Fire, which I guess is as close to a title track as we will get from their latest album, Through This Fire with Peter Balkin. Thanks once again, John Darnielle. Nice, very wordy title. Prior to that, and I think this is the standout track of the episode, this is a new release from the Rheostatics. Not this week. I can't believe I missed this when it dropped, but I want to say it was like 21st of November, somewhere thereabouts. New Rheostatics album called, I believe, Great Lakes Suite. And we heard the third track from that album featuring Laurie Anderson and Kendall Carson called Homes. And I love that. What a tremendous new release from the Rheostatics. We also had music from Ted Shepard with Afternoon Vacation. A staple, a stalwart of radio, not just here in Kingston, but across the country. The Tragically Hip with Little Bones. We also had music from the Sunnyside Uppers with It Can Make You Feel. We had the English Assassin with Dear America, It's Not Us, It's You, which, very valid opinion to hold right about now. We had Iffy Colt with Chill Personality Disorder, Le Touché with Choupa d'Ici, and LP Loons with Fragments of Resonance. And folks, we have got a little less than 15 minutes or so on the clock here today for your December 12th Indie Wake Up Call, and this is my last call for CFRC's funding drive donations for today's episode. If you like what you're hearing, whether it's the music, the kind of news programming, which will be following me in just a few hours' time, Kingston Currents, hosted by the one and only Christina Laurie, or, of course, the kind of sports coverage that we are known for, especially during football season, head on over to donate to CFRC.ca. If you donate directly through the website, you get all sorts of sweet swag, including a possibility to be entered into a raffle to win some great prizes from our various sponsors. Or you can give through the Queen's University Giving Portal and get yourself a tax receipt. Either way, it's a win-win situation. So I hope, if you feel so inclined, you will take us up on that and make your donation today. Okay, folks, we are going to get back to the tunes. Let's kick things off with a new release from David H. Cody. This is Motor City on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
We
coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a selection from Morio, the first full-length album by Kingston artist Lucas Wimmer. Performed, recorded, mixed, and mastered entirely by him in his home studio, this album is a departure from his previous releases and projects with a focus on songwriting. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Morio by Lucas Wimmer on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it here called Let Go, with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simar Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simar Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.
Hi, I'm DJ Squared, and you're with me and my cat, Morrissey, the good-looking and pleasant to be around.